Hi, Jamie.
Good morning.
Well, the article is almost done. I want to ask you the critical question that has occurred to me. You're doing a lot of work with Moodle, and you've really made some incredible discoveries in terms of harmonizing Moodle with the existing platform of DeckClick. So why DeckClick? Now that you've gone into Moodle, why should teachers be using DeckClick instead of just using regular Moodle? What's the answer?
Well, I guess the answer to that would be to compare what it would be like using Moodle on your own versus what it would be like using Moodle with the support of DeckClick. From both a financial perspective and a support perspective, I can see there being some benefit to this. First of all, financially, in terms of servers and technicians and programmers, maintaining server and maintaining the code, even though the code is free for Moodle, the code does have to be maintained and update. There's constantly update coming out.
Even in ProfWeb, we go through that. We have also an open source program called Typo3, that we use in our back end, and we're constantly going to a consultant because things don't work.
Exactly. So it's a similar situation. And the question is, what's better, having 30 different educational institutions around the province all individually doing backups and maintenance and updates on 30 different servers, or is it better off just having one very powerful server sort of as a central hub, and you have an entire team that's dedicated to just those operations and who is focused on those operations and knows those operations best? In other words, they're not tasked with, say, 10 different taskings, and Moodle is just one of those tasks. So these would be really experts who their entire raison d'etre, if you will, is to maintain that code and those servers and those updates. So
Yeah, and where do you fit in? What do you do? You're not a technician, but I know you're working for DeckClick.
Yes, I just started, so even I am learning the ropes. I've been using classroom management platforms as both a student and professor for some time, and I've seen a few different types of platforms. Where I fit in is on the support, Anglophone support side of Moodle, in the similar fashion that DeckClick offers Anglophone support for the current platform of DeckClick. So I'm just starting out in that role.
So what kind of service would a DeckClick subscriber be able to get? In other words, let's say I'm in a school that's subscribed to DeckClick and I want to start. What will you do for me? And let's say particularly, and I guess this is where DeckClick has its real strength in terms of English, I'm an ESL teacher in a French school. I can deal with you, right? I'm not stuck dealing with Francophone service.
Exactly. And really, there's not very much limit on the service that we can provide. Generally, we're there to answer questions about operationally about anything regarding the software itself, and pedagogically to sort of help out with tips and ideas and brainstorm with our customers on how best to meet their needs with the software.
How do you get feedback from your customers? Is there some sort of discussion forum where users can go and contribute? And I'm really talking on the English side, because I know there was a French one. Are the people at DeckClick thinking of starting an English forum where users can interact and perhaps make suggestions?
That's a good question. It may have been something that's been implemented before my time. I'm not quite sure what the feedback mechanism is that they currently have in place. The feedback that I've received is just in directly speaking with people. However, it's entirely possible and even probable that there's a regular survey mechanism or a forum mechanism that exists out there.
The other thing is that I would ask, I know that subscribing to DeckClick is a is a school decision. It's not like a teacher can say, oh, I want Der Klick. But let's say me personally, I'm in a school that does not have Der Klick. And if I contacted you, is there anything you can do for me other than, well, perhaps get in touch? Do you want to hear from me? I guess is the best question. If I phoned you and I said, I really want Der Klick, do you call the school? Is there an advantage for me to call you?
Well, I think so. I can't speak as to how well that would get Der Klick into the school, because as we all know, that's sort of a top-down decision that seems to be made, unfortunately, above the level of the actual teachers themselves. But I would imagine that if you get enough teachers that are demonstrating interest in Der Klick, that eventually somebody's going to have to answer the question, why aren't we adopting this if so many people are interested? And that's one thing I especially appreciate with the Moodle side of things as a new college teacher myself, is the portability of Moodle. If I'm delivering my classes using Moodle as a platform, I know that I'm universal. I can go anywhere. If I decide to take a year's sabbatical and teach in Australia for a year,
right,
I can bring Moodle with me, and Moodle will work anywhere in the world. So moving from one CEGEP to another, or moving from one province to another, I know that I can bring all of that with me. And I guess that gives me a sort of feeling of security, that knowing all of this hard work and effort that I'm putting into developing my classroom management system isn't going to disappear. It's always going to be there and building and developing with me.
Well, I think that's a pretty interesting point to stop on. I'd like to thank you not only for writing the article, but for taking the time to talk to us. And I wish you luck in your new position as the Anglophone Der Klick Service Representative.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure, and I will look forward to writing the next cross-web article on the future of Der Klick.
And I look forward to reading it.
Thank you.
Bye, Jamie.
Bye.